AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The operator of a Russian jetliner that plummeted suddenly from high altitude Saturday to the floor of the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt is firmly denying that the crash could have been caused by equipment failure or crew error. Metrojet says the only possible explanation could be an external impact on the airplane, although Russian aviation officials are brushing off the claim as premature, and so is American aviation expert John Goglia.
There are rumors and speculation all over the place around this accident or this event. However, we really need to let the investigators do their work.
President Obama is calling for ex-cons who have paid their debt to society to be given a second chance. After touring a drug rehab facility in New Jersey today, Obama expressed hope that more employers will ban the box, a checkbox on initial job applications that ask if someone's been convicted of a felony.
It is relevant to find out whether somebody has a criminal record. We're not suggesting ignore it. What we are suggesting is, when it comes to the application, give folks a chance to get through the door.
Appearing on Broadway for one night only, Barack Obama in a solo comedy act roasting the Republican Party. The president left a crowd of more than 1,300 in stitches tonight at the Richard Rogers Theater. The estranged husband of a finance executive who was found dead in her Manhattan bathtub has pleaded not guilty to murder. Chipotle has closed 43 of its Pacific Northwest locations after the chain's third foodborne illness this year sickened about two dozen people. Food safety lawyer Bill Marler expects the number of E. coli cases to grow.
It's a pretty significant outbreak.
This is AP Radio News. Stocks posted solid gains today, adding to last month's big advances and pushing the Dow Industrials into positive territory for the year.
The Dow jumped 165 points to 17,828, making it the last of the three major indexes to return to positive territory for this year. The S&P rose 24 points and the Nasdaq added 73 points. Healthcare and energy stocks continue to rally, while shares of Chipotle stumbled as an E. coli outbreak linked to restaurants in Oregon and Washington state spread. Julie Walker, New York.
New York City police say no drugs or alcohol were found in the system of a 52-year-old motorist who plowed into a group of trick-or-treaters in the Bronx on Saturday night. A 10-year-old girl was killed, along with her grandfather and another man. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.